Is the warming climate affecting the fish you eat? Scientists in our region and worldwide are trying to answer that question. Their research will help manage marine fisheries and inform health guidelines. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports.
Eating fish containing methylmercury is the most common way people are exposed to the toxin. While low levels of exposure are typically harmless, overconsumption can lead to neurological and heart problems. Though mercury levels in the ocean are declining, scientists are now discovering that climate change might be increasing the toxin in fish. That's because fish are becoming more active with rising ocean temperatures, requiring more food, therefore ingesting more mercury, a Harvard University study found in 2019. Scientists in Delaware and New Jersey are also trying to learn more. Rutgers University researchers are studying how and why levels of mercury in bluefin tuna differ by region. Meanwhile, the University of Delaware researchers want to understand if climate change could explain mercury levels in the fish that inhabit Canada's Beaufort Sea. The FDA measures mercury in seafood, but its advisories are informational rather than actionable, says Rutgers researcher John Reinfelder.
Well, in other words, they're not going to prohibit food from going to market. That means that it's up to the individual to understand the guidelines.
Residents in New Jersey and Pennsylvania must read long advisories that explain how often residents can safely consume certain fish species from specific waterways. It gets even more complicated when it comes to the world market, Reinfelder says, because fish caught in one area are transferred to another part of the world.
Individual fish don't carry a mercury content marker.
That's why he's advocating for a way to link age and location to each fish in the market, so that regulatory agencies, commercial buyers, and the public could assess the level of mercury in individual fish and make better informed decisions about human consumption. University of Delaware researcher Mi-Ling Li says reducing CO2 would go a long way toward decreasing mercury emissions. The pollution has been largely caused by emissions from coal-fired power plants, but other industries also play a role.
So if climate change is a culprit to making the increase in the future, that means we should mitigate or reduce the CO2 emission and the other greenhouse gas to kind of combat the CO2 level. If we can't achieve that and we want to maintain the safety of the seafood, then we have to have more stringent mercury emission policy.
Reinfelder says consumers should also understand how mercury levels differ from fish to fish. Salmon is a low mercury choice, for example, while bluefin tuna contains some of the highest levels. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.